Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary Show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit and creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary Show. And today is a very special day, not only because we have a special guest, but also because today, this book, Your Bullshit is Your Blessing, was published on Amazon today. It's my third book, and I am so thrilled. And the subtitle, in case you're wondering, is called How to Stop Fixing Yourself and Start Having Fun. If you've ever had a bad, negative day in your life and you've been upset, this is the book for you because it can take you out of that. It's not wrong. We accept it. It's part of us. And just pluck you into the other side of life. So I am thrilled about this book. I've been waiting for it to get published, and today is the day. Also, if you haven't seen my last book, Real Talk, the subtitle is How to Say the Things You've Never Said, so you can have the things you've always wanted. And you can go to realtalkwithhillary.com. That's with one L. Take the Real Talk quiz, see how you did, schedule a time with me, and get real. That's what this is all about, getting real with Hillary. And also, this was my old book published way back in 2019. It's my first one. It's a story. It's a memoir. It's my life. It's juicy. It's good. So if you want a little excitement, you can always read that. It's a trilogy. And you know what? For the first one who goes to realtalkwithhillary.com, I will send you all three books for free. So go there, realtalkwithhillary.com. And if you're the first one, I will get your address and send you the books. So anyway, back to our special guest. Okay, so Charlene Cabral, I hope I'm saying it right, is an intuitive masseuse. She's the owner and licensed massage therapist of Intuitive with Charlene. Charlene is a resident of Attleboro, Massachusetts, where she resides with two of her three children. She is a cancer survivor of over 10 years. I could go on, but we're going to get into that in our story. And she is not your average masseuse, people. Wait till you hear this story. Wait till you hear what she does. We'll just get there. So first, we're going to talk about her life, and then we're going to get into her special skills and techniques and service. So welcome, Charlene.
Thank you very much, Hillary. And very impressive. Congratulations on your new book. I didn't know it was released today.
Yes, and it's my third one. So isn't that exciting?
It sure is. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, okay. So, you've had quite the life, and I know you have an amazing attitude. And, you know, when I hear people's lives and I hear about how they've overcome, and I think about mine and how I can be a victim if I gain a pound or if somebody cancels on me, you know, and I really have had a blessed life. And yet, I can still be a victim. You, on the other hand, I'm not saying you had a terrible life, but you've had some situations. And according to what you sent me, you aren't ever a victim. And I'm like, wow, how does that happen? So let's go back. I know you had something when you were 16. Was there anything newsworthy? Oh my God, my phone, you know, when it keeps recording everything I'm saying, which is annoying. So let me just stop everything. I'm just going to delete it as I sit here. Got my finger pressed. Yep. Cut it out. Okay. Back to you. Let me put this away.
Well, one thing while you're doing that, I would like to share how you said Charlene is a unique massage therapist.
Okay.
Be a masseuse. So I want to elaborate on that too. I
Okay.
remember in school them telling us that if anyone ever calls you a masseuse, you want to correct them because
Okay.
that's what we were always called way back when. But unfortunately, there could be some negative things attached to the term masseuse. That does not go on in my space, right? So I am a licensed massage therapist, have spent a lot of
Okay.
time being educated and paying for licenses and so forth. So I just want to make everybody aware because people may not be aware of the difference between people who have gone to school and have actually been trained compared to somebody who might just say they're a masseuse.
Or a masseur, same thing. It doesn't,
Exact,
it's not that. I
exactly.
thought you were talking about, you know how they say, they don't say actress anymore, they say actor. So I thought that's what you were going to be, a masseur,
Yeah.
but no, you're a
I'm a
massage
licensed,
therapist. Okay,
yes, a
licensed massage
licensed
therapist. Okay.
massage
All
therapist.
right, very good. Thank you for the
I want to
correction.
be
I
really
love it.
clear. I don't want people showing up and being depressed with two different things going on here.
Okay, all right, good.
Got
Okay, so
a
let's
clear
go
email.
back. So you said on your stuff. So here's where we start. Death has always shown up for her. Okay, to me that's like weird, but all right. I talk to dead people too, so I'm in the weird with you. So I know you had said your earliest memory was when you were 16 years of age. You want to tell us? I mean,
Sure.
was there anything that happened before that that we should know about?
No, I'm just like when you reflect back, you start to realize you've been on this path the whole time, but you were little and you didn't think anything of it. And it's
Right.
not that I necessarily talk to them, it's just situations show up and people are brought before me that need to say something about death. And usually something comes through for me to share with them that makes them feel better or they feel comforted by. So it's not like I'm not like having indirect or direct conversation with the other side. But when I was 16, I've always been in insurance. So I'm working at an insurance agency and this client comes
At
in
16?
at 16, yes.
Wow.
I always joke and say, no one falls into the, no one ever makes a conscious decision, right? You just fall into the industry. So anyway, I'm 16 and this client comes into the agency and starts telling me out of the blue, there was nothing that prompted it, that she was waiting for her husband at work and he didn't show up. So she was so mad and she went home to like yell at him. She said, and I get home and I find him floating in the bathtub. And I just thought to myself,
Dead, dead.
floating in the
He
bathtub
wasn't
again.
floating
Yeah, he wasn't just enjoying
with
himself
a,
in the tub. He was
right.
unfortunately deceased. So thank you for clarifying. Yes,
Don't
he
know why I'm laughing, but okay.
so I just, like, how did that affect me or how did that impact me? As I'm 16, I'm thinking, why is this person telling me this?
But was she there for a claim? Like, was she, did she have life insurance? Is that why she came
No,
to your
she was just,
insurance agency?
no, she was there to talk about other insurance. Had nothing to do with life insurance, but you just even saying that is made me think of another case years later, like in my 30s, early
But
40s.
wait, she just walked in and started telling you that she, like, for no reason.
Yeah. And now that you said
Wow.
it like that, I've had clients come in, sit down, start talking to me about how their girlfriend was cheating on them and this and that. And whatever I shared with them, they felt better. They got up and they walked away and they never even talked about insurance. So it's interesting how like people are guided to show up places they don't know why and they just talk about things. But from being 16, I was like, this is really weird. I didn't understand it back then. So it
Okay.
was confusing. But then the awareness starts coming as you get older and you're like, wow, hold on, that happened. And then after I got divorced, I started doing some waitressing, and people would show up. And whenever they sat at this particular table, it always seemed to be like an anniversary of somebody's death, and they would be talking about it, or they would be, just buried somebody and they were there just to celebrate their life. So it's
Wait, so just at one table?
this one particular table at this restaurant, but this restaurant is like
That's a
around since, and I'll give them a plug. It's the Lafayette House in Foxborough, Mass.
Okay.
So I was drawn to go there to do some work. And also while I was there, I went upstairs to get my shirt that they wanted us to wear. And all of a sudden I got like this message and it said, "Welcome home." And I was like, okay. So I knew that in past lives I had done some work there. And by time, my time ended there, which was a few years later, I knew exactly what room I had been working in. So yeah, really interesting things.
Welcome home.
Yeah,
Wow.
exactly. So that's why, like, when I say I'm not talking with them, like, you'll just get these messages or this knowing that you're supposed to share with somebody. So,
Wow.
and it's just continued, like, on the massage path, I've massaged people, and as I'm massaging them, pipes are banging. And I'm like, what is that all about? There's like no pipes around. Why are we here and banging? And then as I'm waiting for the person to get dressed and open the door, I get the song comes to me, knock three times on the ceiling. So she opens the door and I said, okay, you're going to think this is weird. However, and she said to me, no, that was my husband. So it was like I had to get that
But how
song.
did she know? Because like that was their song or something?
Or it was something about that made her remember. Yeah. So it's just interesting the things that show up. Someone like a week ago showed up that I've known, from way back. And she starts sharing her story. And she told me how she had to quit her job because her mom passed. And as soon as she said that, I go, okay, now I know why we connected. So, and she has MS. So I'm wondering if mom connected her with me so that the work I'm now doing could help her with her MS. So it's just, you never
Wow.
know how things are going to connect and bring you together so that they can help you and you can help them.
Right. Wow. All right. So let's back up a little bit. So
Sure.
you were doing insurance at 16 during high school?
Oh yeah, high school, college, that's still something
Right.
I'm doing.
Okay, so where'd you go to college?
I went to CCRI and I actually went at night because I was in insurance during the day. So that way I could work and pay off school without having loans. And then after I got out of CCRI, I went to Bryant because I thought I was going to
Oh,
be an accountant. So I have an
okay.
accounting degree but never went into it. I know.
Okay.
There's
All
always a
right.
lot.
And yeah, and then from there, so you graduated from Bryant, and then what? Where'd you go after that?
And also while all of that was going on, I was learning about insurance and becoming licensed and educated in the insurance industry.
Okay.
So I've just, that's how I've learned about insurance over the last 38 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and so
And are
that
you still doing it now? You're
I
still
am still
doing it.
doing it now. Yes,
Okay.
and I have a
Okay.
small agency, but I also teach insurance and I help agents. And it's interesting because how I help them, a lot of times it could be clearing energies that they don't even know are around. So then situations that are present that don't serve them go away, and then they're on the path they want to be on. So it's really interesting how it takes on different lives, if you will.
Wow. All right. So let's go back. I want to get how you got all this. So, okay. So you graduated. When did you get married? You got married.
I got married in my early 20s, but what was
Okay.
interesting, I met him when I was 16.
Oh.
And so we dated for a number of years. And then just before we get married, I started having issues with my arm, like on the right side. And they found I had a blood clot under my collarbone. But prior to finding that, a physician told me that he thought I had cancer. And my advice to your viewers is to pay attention. Listen to what's being said to you because you might think it's crazy, but it might be a sign of what's to come. Because I did
So
not have cancer. I
did you
did.
just ignore him?
Well, I thought he was crazy. So yeah, I did kind of ignore him. And then they found out I had the blood clot, right? He thought I had cancer. That was before they found
Oh.
that I had the blood clot.
Okay.
I thought he was crazy, but he wasn't crazy because 20 years later, I had breast cancer on my right side, which the blood clot was under my right collarbone. So that's why pay attention to what people are saying. You might
Right.
not have whatever's manifesting now. It could come later.
Why did he even think that you had it?
I have no idea.
Wow.
But again, you don't know what somebody's
Right.
gifts are, and people are coming across your path. We just are not always aware of even the messages that are being said, because that's a sign. Had I
Right.
known now, or then what I know now, I would have been like, oh, I better buy more life insurance, because who knows what could happen?
Right. Okay. All right. So then you got the blood clot. And how did you get rid of that?
Well, they just actually admitted me, and then they did like a heparin drip, and that went away.
Okay.
And they never found the cause. That's why it's interesting, the work that
I'm
I'm
holding,
doing.
I got my hand right here. I'm like, oh, okay.
And that's all right. And I'm glad you're saying, or even like making the face that you are, because people feel bad for people. And that's like negative energy. We might think it's showing compassion, but it's really not. So it's understanding that everything's, yeah, there you go. Everything's, yes, she had a
blood. I'm just trying to follow the story. That's why I got the face. I'm trying to, I like things in chronological order. So I'm trying
All
to
right.
follow. Okay.
So
All right.
they did a heparin drip and got rid of the blood clot, but they never found out the cause. They ended up calling it effort thrombosis. They figured I overextended my arm in some way, and after, you know, whatever, it caused a clot, which now knowing what I know, too bad they didn't look into what emotions could have been going on at that point in time that was bringing forward something and then thereby manifested the clot. Because this was all around the time that I was going to be getting married.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. So you get married.
Get married.
Then you have the kids.
I had the kids. And also, that's another point in your life that your kids come into your life and they're a gift for so many reasons. But if you're consciously aware, you realize that they're teaching you to undo those incorrect thoughts, feelings, emotions, perceptions from your past. And at that point, I didn't know that. I figured it out as I was going along. But I was like, there was a lot of things going on. So after having my third child,
like, give us an example of one thing that you now see was a teaching. Can you?
They helped me to see those incorrect perceptions around the need to take care of everybody, because that's one of, you know, who I was before versus who I am now. I still do it, but not as bad as I did, because I had these incorrect thoughts of I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, I'm not enough, I'm unloved, right? So let me take care of everybody's needs, everybody's wants. I never thought I had any needs or wants. It's just about everybody else. And then you have children and you're taking care of their needs, but it also made me realize, because now it's compounded, hold on a second, the person I'm negating is myself. And then it wasn't until recently it made me look back at even your incorrect perceptions about what you saw in childhood around marriage. And somebody said to me recently, was it about marriage or was it about kids? And I was like, oh, good point. And what I'm getting at there is you look back to what you saw as a child, and you didn't really experience other families. You just experienced like your interaction with your siblings, your mother and your father. And it just seemed like there was a lot of fighting going on. There was alcohol.
In your house.
Yes.
Okay.
And don't
So
get
you
me wrong.
Decided you're going to do it on your own and also take care of everyone?
Exactly. Because I had the incorrect perception that, wow, nobody's got my back. I have to do it on my own. And I have to take care of everybody else. I don't know why I thought I did.
Okay. So then when you have your kids, how did that teach you
Because I call it
How
the ruler. I call it the ruler, right? We go through life. So he has one and he has 12.
Yeah.
We go through life and we have these experiences. Then you get
Right. But what specifically? How do you realize you didn't have to do it all with your kids?
Well, and it's never just one thing. It's
Right.
everything that accumulated to, wow, it's not about me taking care of everything. You, at some point, something happened that made me realize that, wow, I've been carrying everybody's stuff. Now, is it because you now have the three kids, so it's compounding all this stuff, right? Who knows what you're slapping onto your shoulders as take this on,
Right.
take that on,
Right.
take this on. So it was them in conjunction with losing the job that I had been at after helping to double the size of his insurance agency, finding out I had stage 4 breast cancer. My husband of 23 years together for 30 decided to give me the best gift ever, which was the gift of divorce.
Wait, so what year is this? What, how long, like, what year and how old were you?
Say that was around, it was like 10 years ago.
Okay,
So I was like 40,
so like 2013. Okay,
something
so
like that.
boom, you're going along. You get stage 4 breast cancer. Your husband says he wants a divorce, and you lose your job.
Correct.
Sounds
And I
like
have
a
three little
great
kids.
time.
Yeah,
Three
and I
little
have
kids.
three little kids. My daughter, I think, was about 10 at the time. So that meant my son was probably 7 and the other one was about 5 or 6. So.
And your husband like leaves.
Yes. And I'm not picking on him because knowing what I know today, we all react the way we do based on our own story. So I realized that he didn't feel loved and valued and appreciated. So he vowed that he was going to be taken care of. Well, guess what? He was until you have three kids and now they need to be taken care of and not so much you. So he was always interested in what the external world looked like, right? So everything had to be picture perfect. And then when it wasn't going his way and his dad got sick and died and he became an alcoholic, then life unfolded.
Wait,
And
wait, wait. Who became the alcoholic? The husband? Your husband?
my ex, yes.
Okay. And when did you get the cancer diagnosis?
All around the
Like,
same time. All of this at the same time.
so he didn't say goodbye because you got it. It just happened to all coincide.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. He was already planning all of this. So.
Okay. All right. And were you surprised?
No, because he actually had made a comment about it.
Okay.
You know.
Were you upset that he was leaving?
I think I
I
was
mean.
fearful. I was fearful of the
Okay.
unknown, which is what a lot of us are. No, because.
So it wasn't like the love of your life was leaving. It was like, oh no, how am I going to do this?
Correct. Because I think for me, I got to the point where I realized, and I didn't know it at the time, but like listening to friends who have gotten divorced and they still like maybe think about, I go, no, no. Matter of fact, the other day, I was talking to my son who works with him. And he was in the background and he said, oh, you miss me. And I go, yep, as much as I miss the cancer. Like, it's like.
All right. So, all right. Back to the cancer.
Yeah.
Stage 4. And we're almost at our commercial break. So I want to just,
okay.
Obviously you're still here. Stage 4 is usually a death sentence. That was 10 years ago. How'd you get past that?
Well, I really think it's a number of things because the way you get past things is following your gut. So things that I had done was, even though I'm in the insurance business, I felt I was fragmented in like taking all these classes that I felt drawn to do, which was all energy things. Doing a lot of personal development, and I still do it on a constant basis. So taking things personally, like I have a friend I met in massage school, and she goes, every day is like a therapy session. And I always say to her the same thing that I say and do to myself, as well as all of your listeners, is honor where you're at and how you feel. It's not about pushing down how we feel because we've done that our whole lives. So, all right, this is how I'm
all right,
feeling.
but go back to the stage 4 cancer.
Yeah, but that's all part of this. So even having cancer, it wasn't getting stuck in the poor me, look what's happening to me. It was the awareness that this is a gift and I now have to go through it in order to be on the other side of it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So not taking it personally, not getting stuck in poor me. Yeah, feeling like I remember what bothered me the
Did you
most.
have, did you, yeah, did you have treatments?
Yeah, and what bothered me most about the whole thing was having all of that drugs and medication blown into my body because I didn't smoke, I didn't do drugs, like none of that. And now I have these huge doses of chemo being put through my body in order to get rid of the cancer. The good thing is I didn't need radiation. And I remember my doctor saying, "Oh, well, we think you might, it might be in your lymph nodes." And I said, "It's not in my lymph nodes." And she said, "How do you know that?" I go, "I just know it's not in my lymph nodes." And she said, and I explained, I go, "Well, think about it. It's like a hose. If there's a kink in the hose, doesn't it cause like pressure to build up? So breast cancer, like if it's pressure, it's going to radiate up into, you know, the vessels and everything and maybe look like it could have traveled." She called me later the day and she goes, "Charlene, it's not in your lymph nodes." I go, "I know, I told you that." So
Wow.
it was just like an inner knowing and it's trusting that. But
So they so they got I just want to go back to the cancer because so many people have cancer. So
yeah.
you had the chemo and that was it. They got rid of it.
Well,
Stage
I've had,
four. I
and
mean,
thank you for elaborating on that. They told me that it was contained to the lymph nodes, so they just wanted to remove lymph nodes. And again, paying attention to my gut and my knowing, you know, the feeling people have, something said to me, "No, just get rid of it." So I said, "No, I'm done having children. I feel like I need to have a mastectomy." So they said, "Okay, well, we'll do a mastectomy." And I said, "And I want it to be natural." And they wanted to do implants. And I said, "No, implants, that's not natural." And they said, "It's saline." I go, "Yeah, it's saline in a plastic bag." So what they ended up doing was a TransFlap. So I still had a little baby pouch from having my three children. So they did an operation and they sliced me from one hip to the other and they redirected that excess, you know, fat, if you will, or tissue up into the breast area and recreated my right breast, had to recreate the other side to make it even. And then since everything was gone on the right side, they recreated like the whole areola and nipple and all of that. And even then, I remember they do a tattoo to, you know, add color to it. And the nurse said to me, she's trying to figure out the color. And all of a sudden I got, "It's that color." And she said, "No, I don't think it's that color." I said, "First of all, I don't share. I don't hide like who I am and what I know and what I believe. So I'll be like the first one to tell you about energy and about this and about that." So they all knew that I'm on that path. And she said to me, "Well, how do you know?" And then I muscle tested and I showed a different muscle techniques. And then she put a little dot near my other areola and she goes, "You're right." I go, "I know." So then they continued the process.
Wow.
Yeah,
That's
it's
amazing. And that was
yeah.
it.
The
I've
whole,
never heard of a
and
natural.
yeah.
What a
And
way to get rid of belly flab. What a great idea.
exactly. And my daughter, she's a hot ticket. When she heard all of this was going on, she goes, "You're welcome." You know that it
Oh.
was, I said, "I knew it was hanging around for a reason." And she goes, "You're welcome."
That's great. All right. I think it's time, but yeah, for our commercial.
Okay.
So we'll do that and then we'll get back to what you're doing now and what else we need to know about that. Wow. Well, congratulations on
Thank you.
kicking, I'll just say, the cancer out.
Absolutely.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. KIKORI.
All right, we are back with Charlene. Thank you to Kikori, our sponsors. And also another plug for my book just published today, Your Bullshit is Your Blessing. It's all about getting free, as all of it is. This is all about getting free. And also Real Talk with Hillary, realtalkwithhillary.com. You can go there, get this book. If you think you're a type of person who does not speak up and there are things you want to say and have and do and be that you're just not getting, schedule a call with me and we will get you where you want to be. And welcome back, Charlene Cabral. All right. So not only does she do insurance, not only does she get healed, obviously you recovered from losing the job, losing the husband, the cancer, and you start going, I know, so insurance is like your day job, right? And then this other stuff, I'm assuming, is what you do in your free time. And how did that evolve? I know you said before that you were going to massage. You were becoming a licensed massage therapist. How's that? I got that. So how did this all evolve with the energy and the hearing and pulling it all together?
And I just want to say, you know, even though insurance is something that I do, I don't feel that one thing is the focus. Because even when I'm doing insurance, let's say I'm teaching insurance, I can feel stuff going on with people and I'll go over and I'm always blending things in. So I really feel whatever your path is, it's going to happen whatever way it does. So I'm in insurance, but I'm still doing this. And I really feel, you just made me think of this, I really feel that I can also help people understand why they keep getting into car accidents. Because based on what I've learned and help people with to get rid of the physical stuff, the physical, the emotional, the what I call the pains of your past, there's reasons why we get into car accidents all the time, either being the one that's initiating it or the people receiving it. I know that could be a whole other topic.
So what would be a reason if somebody keeps doing that?
Well, so first of all, I would say something like, well, think about this a second. What are cars made out of? And I'm not saying it to sound stupid. I want people to have the awareness. Cars are made out of metal. Metal has to do with the metal element, which is about the lung meridian, and the large intestine meridian, which is about the emotion of grief. So how much grief is somebody holding in the body, right? And I'll give you an example. My daughter got into a car accident. Somebody T-boned her. And they had to get the jaws of life to cut her out of the car. She's now having back pains, all kinds of stuff. But I said to her, I'm not trying to blame anyone because it's never about blame. It's awareness. So I said to her, you were just worried about this, that, and the other thing. And now you're heading somewhere. She was on the road and she had the right of way. And somebody, again, was turning down a street and T-boned her. I said, but all of it means something. So she got T-boned on the left side of her car, right? If you look at the body, the left side is the female side of the body. So is that about, what are you doing to yourself? Are you holding so much grief and the worry that's going on with her? She's female, right? So is it trying to say, maybe you need to look at the female qualities and give them to yourself, right? Are you beating yourself up? So it's never just one story. It's always the person knows what's going on in their life, and then I can help them pull this, that, and the other thing together so they can figure out why that event happened. Because one event usually comes from something in the back. in the past. It's never just what's going on now. And emotions have so much to do with it.
So someone else could say, all right, she's driving down the road and someone hits her, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just happened. Doesn't mean anything. How do you know that that interpretation and that explanation is actually the case? And what did she say? Did she say, oh, you're right? Or did she say you're crazy? Like, how did that resonate with her?
Well, and my kids being my kids, they'll always say, oh, mom, you're crazy. However, right. They've been listening to this since they were in utero, right? So they've been exposed to it and they know that there is truth to it. And even people that think it's crazy, I just say, you know, just be curious, be open to the possibility of what I'm suggesting, because you know what's going on in your life. And now when I share this and that and the other thing, they usually pull it together and go, oh my God, you're right. And it's not about me being right. It's about allowing somebody to help you have a different way of looking at things, because I really do believe it all comes back to emotions. And it's interesting.
Right. So how
I never went to emotions.
Right. So how did that help her, knowing the feminine and the grief? How would that help her to not have the next accident?
Well, because the awareness of something, right? So if you're aware of what you're unconsciously doing to yourself, could help to change things going forward. And sometimes people think about therapy, right? People go to therapy and they talk about things. Does that improve their life? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I say to psychotherapists, I think you should be learning how to massage, because while you're helping people get to that, the massage helps to move it out of the body. Right. However, some of my clients are in like Martha's Vineyard, Hawaii, in different areas of the world, so I can't physically be touching them. However, I can help them to have an awareness and release that, and then give them tools in order for them to move stuff out of the body that I would be able to physically do with massage.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and thank you for saying that. And I'm glad you're keeping me on target here, because there's so much to share.
Yeah. No, I know you have so much. So there's so much we could talk about, but like, let's say, so how does it work? So who would want to call you, or like, if you want to look at, I don't know if you want to do me, but you know, like, can you demonstrate what you would do so somebody would know, oh yeah, Charlene, I could use her. I need to call her and set something up. Sure. Like, what would be an example?
Well, and like you just said, if you're open to it, Hillary, let's use you as an example, because the type of people I can help is somebody that's having physical pains in the body. It's a sign that your body is trying to release it, but we resist against what we don't know because we're afraid of what's on the other side. It sounds crazy, but in our head, we go, I don't want this pain anymore. But on the body level, on the cellular level, we're afraid of, if I let this go, this has been kind of like a protection, or we think it was a protection, but it's really not. It just gets in our way of moving forward. And it all means something. So where do you have some physical pain?
So today my neck was hurting. I mean, it's not hurting now, but it was.
Okay.
You could take my knee or my lower back, but right now I'm good. But is that something you could work with?
Exactly. So you don't have any physical pains right now? Just check in. What comes to you?
Right here. Okay. It's not pain. It's just like a pressure.
You can feel pressure. Like, is it on the sternum?
Like right on the top of the left breast.
Okay. All right. So
like on the rib. It's like by the ribs. Right. Yeah.
All right. Great. So there's a number of things we could address.
Yeah, right here.
All right. So there's a number of things we could address there. First of all, you look at where it's located, and it's on the left side. Right. No coincidence. I'm telling you about my daughter and how she was right. See how like things pull together. So
and your blood clot was here, too.
No, my blood clot was on the right side. So right side.
On me.
Giving.
We must be Reversed. Okay, never mind.
Well, and every, yeah, like and here it looks the same, but it's not. So yours is on the left side. So on the left side is the female side of the body, which is about receiving, right? So, and it's never one meaning to it, because what I take as the meaning is going to be different than what you interpret it to be. So that's why I'll say to people, the female side could be a physical female that maybe is causing some tension in the heart. Is it you? Is it another female? It could be a male that holds a lot of female qualities like softness, compassion, and you're feeling it there. Also, it's around the breast area. So the breasts are about nurturing, right? And if you think about it, like even where the nipple lines up, that lines up with the stomach meridian, which is about worrying. So is there some type of worrying about receiving, maybe being compassionate to yourself? You said you can feel it like in the rib, which is a bone. Bone is about fear. So it, and also the heart is in that area, right? So I'm not saying anything's wrong with your heart, okay? Think about the energetics. So is it about opening your heart to yourself? Now, I know you're wearing black because black is classy, right? It's an elegant color to wear. It's professional. However, my eyes just went, oh, tie in with the fact your nail polish is blue. And you're wearing, it's just like, I'm going to hide everything. Plus your eyeglasses.
No, and I was wearing this blue sweater, so.
And your eyeglasses are blue.
Oh, right.
So then you look at the color. Now, I don't know, like, how far down, if that's a dress or if it's just a top. However, the black is covering at least the torso. So you're thinking about it's in line with speaking your truth, the heart chakra. So black has to do with the bladder and the kidney meridian, which is the water element. So when you think about doing a deep dive into the ocean, right, it's all the same color, but we assume going deep into the ocean, it's black because it's dark down there. So is that a sign that maybe your subconscious is saying you need to do a deep dive into whatever could be held in the body that's trying to release, which is those emotions? So when we open our hearts to ourselves, let go of the fear and possibly anger, because what's interesting, when I'm massaging, I can feel different densities in the bone. So if bone's dense, obviously, but if it's denser in one area than another, it possibly is now going from fear to maybe anger. And by the way, there's no judgment in it because it's just an emotion. And it might not only be yours because you come from a bloodline. So you could have inherited things through your DNA that compound with whatever's going on. You might just be the person that's supposed to free it from your lineage, right? So when you look at the pain that's in there, see how it's never just one thing. So it could have to do with the heart chakra, which is about maybe giving yourself more love, compassion. Your nail polish is blue. So blue has to do with that throat chakra, speaking your truth. And you go, yeah, but what difference does it make if it's on my nails? Well, nails are a bone. Bone's about fear. So, and it's also your hands, your arms are an extension of the heart chakra. So will you be able to speak your truth, even if it's to yourself, once you get rid of that pain that's stuck in there? And now my awareness is going to your eyeglasses, which is also blue. So is it about you'll be able to speak your truth once you can see what that truth is, your truth? Because again, things that we see could be an incorrect perception, or now we have a belief, an emotion that is out of alignment with what really you want to attract into your life, because of something from the past. And where we are today isn't where we were back here. So hopefully we're more evolved and more educated now than we were back here. And as a result, we need to learn to heal back here so that we can see things differently. And then when you can see it differently, you can speak it differently. And it's not just to the external world, it's to ourselves.
Okay. So you just gave me a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed you're swallowing hard too as this was coming up. So is that trying to push stuff down?
Well, I'm trying to, like, I'm like, I'm a person who's like, okay, tell me what to do. You gave me a lot of words. Tell me what to do.
All
So
right.
that's why I'm just trying to follow it,
Yeah,
and
and
I'm
that's
trying to get to the point where you go like, do this and it'll be gone.
yeah.
I don't know
Yeah.
that it works that way. There's a lot of stuff. I think it's easier to be a doing machine than to actually get in touch with, yes, I'm a worrier. I do have fear, but it's usually about getting it right, which there is no right. Do you know what I mean? But I think it's like, I'm publishing the book.
Because you need to get rid of your bullshit too. We all do.
Well, yeah, and it helped me. I don't really know, like, okay, now what do I do with it? It's like, so
I
it is
just
the unknown. It is the un.
got it is.
Yeah,
And I'm
what?
sorry, I just got pay attention to your words. So maybe there's something in your own book you need to go back and like reread some of it because
Oh, for sure. I need to read this
absolutely.
every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this book, because what I did was, for me, and it must tie in. Okay, so
It does.
when
It
I
does.
was writing this pink book, and this was my memoir, like I found myself, I felt bad a lot. And then it was my journey to getting what I call from the left side, where you feel bad and you're kind of hopeless and powerless, and blah, 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 over to the right side, which is fun, power, joy, freedom. And
But
I was
who
like,
said
wow,
that?
what if I,
But
what?
whoever said that? See,
Me.
that's your perception of it. Somebody
Well,
else might go, but that's not true.
no. I'm not saying it's the truth. For me, there were two sides. I was, and I, so what I wanted to do was develop techniques for when I was feeling bad, get back over to the right, because it's more fun over there. But I would find myself there, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just being human, because I always say, I always look for the negative. So it's like, okay, I finally decided that's fine. That's my gift that I can share with people. There might be other negative people too. So I don't have to fix that. I can just use it. So I used it to say, okay, great. We're over here. Here I am. This morning I was here again. Used a technique to get back over. That's why I published this book, in case there's other people who find themselves on the left as well. They may live there. I lived there until I realized, oh, there's another side. It's more fun over there. But if I make the other side wrong, I'll get stuck.
And see, what's interesting for me, I live on the right side because that's about action and doing. So that's
Yes.
not the fun side. The fun side is being on the female side where I can actually relax and receive. So see that's why it's also no coincidence like we connect because it's different ways of thinking. So balancing all of that. And the
Right.
bullshit is us doing the work to the personal development, right? The bullshit is what we tell ourselves every day, and that's why I say have the emotion. My friend,
Yes.
she would
That's
call
what this
me
is
one time.
about, is allowing
Yeah.
yourself to stop resisting. Like, this, I think, is
It
resistance.
absolutely is. Because is that a muscle? Right? Like the body is made up of muscles. The heart is a muscle. And when you look up even the meaning of a muscle, muscle is about resistance. So people that have like pain in their body is a lot of resistance. And what's interesting is I had cancer and I was never in pain. I remember my friends trying to like roll joints for me and I'd be like, I don't need that. And they're like, why? And I'm like, because I've never done that. I don't want to do that and I don't need it. And they would think like I was lying. And honest to God, I was not in pain. So how is that? It's because I think, like you said, different ways of looking at things. And it's interesting, before we were on today, you had said, Charlie, don't go into the doing and the fixing, because that's what I do, right? But then you said that's what you want. So it's interesting, but yeah, once you have the awarenesses of what I just shared, what can you do with it?
Yeah.
So couple of things. So intuitive massage with Charlene, while you're on the table and I'm actually doing a massage, I guide you through and I can feel different things. So I'll have you connect to different things in the body, like meridians and the energy of it. And you also share, oh, geez, you're working on my calf, but now I feel it jumping up behind my scap. That means something. So then it's not the traditional massage you learn in school. I've been guided to, all right, you do this, you move over there, you follow the person because you're following where the pain's going. Because where somebody holds pain is never where the pain is. I've had people go, oh, work 90 minutes on my shoulders. I'm like, that's not where the pain is. I don't care. All right. After like 15 minutes, it's gone. And guess where it went? It jumped down to the hips because the hips are about moving forward. So a lot of stuff is held like in the glute area. And
All right. So yeah, there's so much. Okay. So, and we're almost out of time. I know you have this gift. I don't know. Do other people do it? Are you unique? And we have to do all this in like 2 minutes. So
all right, I'll do it fast. So the
and tell them about your special order, like what they would receive from your serve, you know, just real quick so that they can find you and all that. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. So to answer your question, we're all unique. So nobody does, right? We're all unique. So you could have two massage therapists and they're both going to be different. However, I am different with this because I've had massage therapists ask me how they can learn it. And I said, you can't learn it because this came to me one day when I was massaging and I got do this and this means this. And it pulled together all those years of when I felt I was fragmented, learning all these different modalities. And now it all came together. So I've had other therapists say to me, well, geez, what did you do first? I don't know. I, believe it or not, didn't write it all down. Mm. So that's why, yeah, I am different from somebody else. And they can experience it either in person with the physical touch, or as I said, I've done things online where they're having like crying because they're releasing what's going on. And then I can give them the tools in order to like clear what's in their sublime energetic systems, which are their chakras, their aura, Ida Pingala, all of that. So with that being said, let me give you some information because I know we only have so much time. Yes. I have a special offer that anyone that wants to book a session either in person or they want to experience an online session. I now have 30 minute or 60 minute online session, and I believe that's going to be provided later on in that YouTube share. However, they can call me 508-269-6774, and I'll say it again. My phone number is 508-269-6774, or you can email me at ccabralconsulting.com. So that's ccabralconsulting.com. And, or you can just Google intuitive massage with Charlene and you should find my website, how to book a session. You can go to linktr.ee. And that shows you how you can get to my website, how you can get to sign up for my email. So that way you are included with any informational shares or promotions and specials and things like that.
Okay. And what, in 10 words or less, what kind of person should be reaching out to you? Someone with physical pain, emotional pain, all of it, anything?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And if you don't know and you're just like drawn to, hey, I need to find out, reach out to me. We can have a little chat to find out like what's going on with you and if this is a fit for you. If it's not, it's not. But usually people are going to hear or read something or be drawn to something. And that's paying attention to your gut because that might be what you need to set yourself free.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This has been very informational, very inspiring, you know, just the way that you trust and have confidence. I love that's what I'm aspiring to as well. So again, thank you, Charlene Cabral. This is gettingrealwithhillary.com. If you get stuck on the left side of life like me, your bullshit is your blessing. Available today on Amazon. If you're not speaking up, real talk with Hillary. And then if you want a juicy, juicy, juicy good story with a prologue that brings you in and you can't wait to find out, where's that guy? Get the second piece of French toast. So anyway, this was so much fun. It matches. See, pink. See, that pink must mean something, but we're not going to go there. All right. Thank you so much, Charlene Cabral. This was great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Getting Real with Hillary show. We hope you are entertained and inspired. Please subscribe to Hillary's newsletter. Go to gettingrealwithhillary.com for more freedom techniques and fantastic stories and links to other great stuff. And don't forget to tune in every week on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio TV. And let's get real. Let's get connected. Let's get inspired and create that life you love.